Good morning to you all.
大家早上好。
It is my privilege to be with you again. I was here back on March 11th.
非常高兴再一次与大家见面。我上一次很高兴见到大家是3月11号。
How many remember what I preached on March 11th?
有多少人记得我在3月11号的时候讲到是什么内容？
I had forgotten as well.
我也忘记了。
The topic was unlike Jesus, and I gave a challenge about friendship evangelism.
当时我是讲的，就是说这些门徒呢，与基督不同的地方。在那个时候呢，我给大家分析了一下，就是让大家在朋友在友谊当中去传福音。
And the really good news is, I've published that in a little booklet called Unlike Jesus.
所以有一个好消息就是。基于那个讲到的内容呢，我有一本小书出版了。这本书的名字呢，就是那些门徒与基督不同之处。
It is available on Amazon, and anybody who buys a copy helps me buy shoes for my grandchildren.
在那个亚马逊上面，这本书有售哈。如果任何人去买的话，帮助我可以有一些钱给我的孙子们去买鞋。
If I look tired this morning, it's because my wife and I have been watching 4 of our 7 grandchildren.
如果我今天很累的话，请大家理解，是因为我妻子和我呢，在照顾我们七个孙子当中的四个。
The newest is 1 month old.
最新的只有一个月大。
I could show pictures.
我可以给大家一些照片。
But I've been asked to preach.
但是我来这里是来讲道的。
The topic for today is what does it mean to be saved?
今天我们的主题呢是说得救意味着什么。
And I pray that this would be an encouraging message to you that perhaps you would look like this man jumping up and down for joy.
我想呢，这个今天呢，希望给大家带来一些鼓励，就好像今天图片当中这个人非常喜乐，他在那里跳上蹿下跳。
The text is from Galatians chapter 1. Let me read that in English. And it says, Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
今天我们的经文是在加拉太书第一章的三到五节，中文是这么说的：愿恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。基督照我们父神的旨意，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。愿荣耀归于神，直到永永远远。阿门。
This is a wonderful text.
这个是非常美妙的一段经文。
We want to examine what this text means over the next little while.
在接下来这一点时间，我们来分析，简单分析一下，这一段经文里面究竟意味着什么。
My brother has told me I can preach as long as I want.
我弟兄告诉我说，今天你要讲多长就可以讲多长。
That's a very dangerous thing to say to a preacher.
这个是很危险的一件事情。
Would you notice, first of all, from this text, what it means to be saved? It means we are at peace with God.
从这段经文当中，我们看到第一件事情，它所意味着的第一件事情是说，我们与神和好，从神得平安。
Kun Ming and I are friends.
昆明和我是朋友。
Usually,
大部分时候是。
When we meet on the ping pong table, we are not friends.
当我们打乒乓球的时候，我们不是朋友。
I'm a pretty good player for 68 years of age.
我作为一个60多岁的人来讲，我是一个很好的乒乓球选手。
We could give a demonstration next time I'm invited to preach here.
下次如果我再次被邀来讲道的时候，我可以给大家表演一下打乒乓球。
On the ping pong table, we are not at peace with one another.
在乒乓球桌的时候，我们两个并不是那么好。
I try to do everything I can to hurt my friend Kun Ming.
我尽我所为，就是想要伤害他。
I spend most of my time picking up the ping pong ball that has flown past me.
但是很多的时候我就在去捡球。
We are at peace with God.
但是我们与神是和好的，从神那里有平安。
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
恩惠平安从父神与我们的主耶稣基督归于你们。
I hope that this morning you have a deeper sense of appreciation for peace with God.
今天我希望今天早上我希望大家对神的这所赐的平安有一个更深的理解，更深的感激和欣赏。
Part of our challenge as Christians is to help those who are not saved understand they are not at peace with God.
我们作为基督徒的其中一个任务就是让这个世人知道还没有得救的人他们跟神是没有一个和平的关系的。
They are lost without Jesus Christ.
他们是失丧的没有耶稣基督他们是失丧的灵魂。
Paul says we come into the world as enemies of God.
保罗说我们在世上是神的仇敌。
We are under the wrath of God.
我们是这个在神的愤怒之下的。
We deserve to be separated from God forever.
我们是配得下地狱跟神永远离开的。
Aren't you glad you came to church this morning?
但是难道你不高兴你今天能够来到教会吗？
Because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are at peace with God.
因为耶稣基督所带来的福音，我们现在跟神有和平的关系了。
Not based on any works that we've done.
不是基于我们所做的任何的事情。
Not based on how many grandchildren we have.
不是基于你有多少个孙子。
Not based on anything of value that we could contribute to God.
不是基于你任何所做的事情带来任何的价值好像可以取悦神一样。
We are at peace with God because of what Jesus Christ did for us.
我们之所以从神那里得平安单单是因为耶稣基督所做的一切。
There's a fascinating story told about a dying rich man.
有一个很美的故事，讲到一个很富有的一个人，他即将要离世了。
And one of his servants was a believer in Jesus.
One
servants, helpers.
他其中的一个助手呢，是耶稣基督的门徒。
And he said to his boss.Sir, do you not think you need to get right with God before you die?
他跟老板说，在你去世之前，难道你不想跟神那里有和平的关系吗？
To which the old man responded, I never knew we argued.
那个老板是这么回答的，他说，我不知道我们吵过架。
People that you and I meet that are outside of Jesus Christ. Sorry, people that you and I meet that are outside of Jesus Christ don't know that they're enemies of God.
当我们所碰到那些非基督徒，他们不知道自己跟神之间是没有和平的。
We need to tell them.
我们需要告诉他们。
Talk about a conversation stopper. Telling people they are enemies of God.
告诉他们。Sorry.
Conversation ender will end the conversation.
但常常你这样讲的时候，也许这段谈话就结束了。
It's a tough task being a witness for Jesus Christ.
所以这是一个很艰难的任务，要跟神和好，要传讲跟神和好的消息，也是一个很艰难的任务。
People will get mad at us.
当你讲的时候，这个别人会对我们生气。
Someone has said that if you explain the gospel carefully and people don't get mad at you.
有人说如果你把这个福音呢很正确很仔细的讲出来但是别人又对你不生气的话
You've either not explained it correctly or they were not listening
要么就是因为你没有讲好这个福音要么就是因为他没有好好听
Because of the gospel of Jesus Christ we are at peace with God
因为耶稣基督所做的他所带来的福音我们才与神有和平
Your faces should show more excitement and happiness.
你的脸呢，其实应该更加的高兴一点，因为你跟神有和平。
What does it mean to be saved?
得救意味着什么
？It means we're at peace with God.
它意味着我们从神那里得平安，有和平。
The text goes on to say that not only are we at peace with God, but we have been paid for.
这一段经文告诉我们，这个得救不单是意味着从神那里我们有和平，同时意味着我们的罪债全偿清。
Verse 4 says, "Who gave himself for our sins?"
第四节这么说，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们。
This is the idea of Christ being our substitute, taking our place.
这个是一个概念就是说耶稣基督是我们的替罪羊他代替我们偿清罪债
We've been paid for
我们的罪被偿清了
Wouldn't it be great to get your credit card bill and it says at the bottom fully paid
当你的信用卡的这些债务全部被偿清的时候，难道你不觉得很高兴吗？
Do you ever get excited in this church?
你们在教会的时候有没有曾经兴奋和高兴过的？
That would be exciting, wouldn't it?
这个是一个很兴奋的事情，难道不是吗？
Then you would have more money to give to the church.
这样你就会更多的钱奉献给教会。
You could send more mission trips to New Mexico.
你可以给更多的这个短宣队员去新墨西哥州。
This idea that our sin causes us to owe God a debt.
这个概念是这样的，就是我们的罪呢，导致于我们欠神欠这个债。
It was focused on by Anselm back in the 11th century.
这个有一个第十一世纪的时候，有一个学者叫 Anselm。
Anselm wrote this little booklet called Why the God-Man.
他有一本小小的书，这个书的名字叫为何要有这个既是神又是人的人。
It was originally written in Latin.
他最开始是用拉丁文所写的。
My Latin is worse than my Chinese.
我的拉丁文的水平比我的中文水平还更差。
Anselm said this, We owe God a debt we can never repay.
Anselm 在他的书里面这么讲的，他说我们欠神一个债，这个债是永远偿还不了的。
In fact, only God himself can pay that debt.
事实上，那个罪债只能由神来帮我们偿还。
But God doesn't owe that debt.
但是神并不欠那个债。
We owe that debt.
我们欠。
But God loved us enough to become a man so he could pay that debt.
他爱我们到一个地步，他成为人替我们偿还。
Isn't that a beautiful picture of salvation?
难道这不是关于救赎的一个很美妙的图片吗？
A massive great debt we could never repay.
有一个那么巨大的债务我们没办法偿还。
A God who himself loved us enough to pay the debt.
这位神爱我们到一个地步替我们偿还。
But he had to become man to pay that debt.
他为了做成这件事情，这个神必须到成为肉身。
The debt has been paid.
罪债已经被偿清了。
Once in a while, I might do something wrong as a husband.
偶尔呢，我作为一个丈夫，我会做一些错误的事情。
My wonderful wife Linda might get mad at me.
我的这个很美妙的妻子呢，她呢会对我有些生气。
We've been married for 47 years.
我们已经结婚47年。
That's a long time.
是很长的一段时间。
I may do various things to try to win back her favor and have her forgive me.
我可能她不高兴的时候，我可能会做一些事情呢，去赢得她的芳心，使她能够重新原谅我。
And I may be successful.
在某一些事情上面，我可能成功了。
I may do so many good things that as a man, I think they're going to carry over to tomorrow.
我会做很多的事情呢，作为一个男人，从我们的心态来讲呢，觉得这个事情都是好的事情，让我们明天有更美好。
Men, they never do. That what you've done never carries over to tomorrow.
但是我们所做的都不能够带 carry.
You start at zero again.
Sorry.
The good things that we do,
对我们所做的那些的好的事情
we can't carry over to tomorrow.
我们不能够带到明天去
We start at zero again.
我们到明天的时候又从零开始
Does that make sense? It's part of being a man, I guess.
我讲作为一个男人好像是很困难的、
You may pay that debt, but tomorrow is a new day.
你也许偿还了你的债务，但是明天又是新的一天。
We have been paid for.
我们已经被罪债偿清了。
Are there toll roads in China?
在中国有没有收费站呢
？No. Yes.
没有吗？有吗
？Okay.
有。
There's a wonderful story about a man on a toll road in New Jersey.
在这个新泽西州啊，有一个很美妙的故事，是发生在这个路费收费站。
My wife is from New Jersey.
我的妻子是从新泽西来的。
I need to be very careful with the stories that I tell.
所以我讲这个故事的时候要特别小心一点。
This man was on the toll road and he was to pay his toll that morning.
在那天早上，这个人呢走在收在收费站里面，他需要付费。
He decided to do something very nice.
他想决定要做一件很好的事情。
He paid not only his toll, but he paid the toll for the car behind him.
他不光是付了自己的路费，而且他也为后面那个人付了路费。
And as he drove away, he saw in his rearview mirror that the toll collector was still taking money from the second car.
但是他离开的时候，他从他的反光镜、后视镜里面看到，这个收费的人员呢，居然还是收了后面那个人的费用。
He was furious. He was very angry.
所以他就是非常的愤怒。
So the next day, he decided to have a conversation with the toll collector.
所以第二天呢，他决定跟这个收费人员呢有一个谈话。
And he said, "Why in the world did you charge that man again? I had paid his toll."
他说，你为什么要收后面那个人的费用？我已经替他付清了。
He said, "Sir, you misunderstand."
这个人回答说，先生，你可能误会了。
That second man was so overwhelmed by your kindness.
那个后面的那个人呢？对你的爱非常的激动。
That he paid the toll for the guy behind him.
他就为他后面的那个人付费了。
And it went on for 8 more cars.
所以这样的故事一直持续的八辆车。
You understand we can't pay the toll for someone else.
你可以明白哈，我们不能够为这个其他人来付费。
There is a debt that we owe to God.
但我们在神的面前，我们欠神的债。
And only Jesus Christ can pay that debt.
只有耶稣基督能够付清那个债务。
If you trusted Him as your Savior, that debt has gotten paid.
如果你相信他，你的罪债已经被偿清了。
So what does it mean to be saved?
所以得救意味着什么
？It means to be at peace with God.
意味着与神有和平。
It means that we've been paid for.
意味着我们的罪债被偿清。
Thirdly, it means that we have been rescued.
第三点，它意味着我们已被拯救。
Notice verse 4, which says, "Who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age."
请注意第四节，他说为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。
We have been rescued.
我们已被救赎。
Do you feel rescued this morning?
今天你感觉到你已经被拯救了吗
？Can somebody say hallelujah?
有一个人可以说哈利路亚吗 ？Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good. I want to tell a short story about when I was a first-year student in Bible college.
我想跟大家讲一个故事。我是第一次读神学院的时候，我第一年的故事。
I went to a small Bible college in Chicago, another pagan land like New Jersey.
在这个我读书的是在芝加哥，芝加哥那个就好像外邦人的地方一样，就像新泽西一样。我在那里一个小的圣经学校里面读书。
This was an old school that had a swimming pool in the basement.
Swimming pool?
Where you swim? Swimming pool. I'm putting him to the test today.
在这个地下室里面有游泳池。他今天把我考验了一下。
Exactly, yes. And I wanted to take life-saving class.
我在那个地方呢需要参加这个救生员的课程。
I wanted to learn how to rescue a drowning swimmer.
我在那里必须要学习，如果有人溺水快要身亡的时候，我必须要学习怎么样去抢救他。
And the young man who taught that class was not a Bible college student.
在那个课里面上这个救生课的那个老师并不是圣经学院里面的学生。
I'm not sure he was a believer at all.
我根本甚至都不知道他是不是一个基督徒。
I don't think he wanted to teach the class.
我甚至都不认为他想要教那门课。
It may have been community service for something bad he did.
可能就是应该是一个社区的服务而已。
He was grouchy and mean.
他对我很不友善。
I remember one week he said, "Next week wear your bathing suit, but a pair of pants over your bathing suit.
有一次上课的时候，他说你要把那个裤子要穿在你的bathing suit.
Pair of pants over your bathing suit.
他把那个裤子要穿在上面一个围上面。
And he said, I'm going to teach you how to use your pants as a flotation device, as a buoy.
他说我要教你把这个裤子怎么样当成一个救生的工具，这样浮在水面上面。
So we all jumped into the deep end of the pool.
所以我们就跳到这个游泳池下面。
This story will be over soon.
这个故事很快会结束的。
It's a good story.
是一个很好的故事。
I jumped into the deep end of the pool, but I had made the mistake of wearing a tight pair of jeans.
我跳到那个水的深处，但是那天呢，我穿的裤子不是他所说的，我穿了一个很紧身的牛仔裤。
They got tangled around my feet.
所以他跟我的脚就缠在一起了。
I began to sink like a rock.
我就像石头一样往下沉。
I was drowning.
我要溺水了。
In life-saving class,
在一个救生员的课程里面
，Nobody saw me.
没人看到。
The only way that I got rescued was I could doggy paddle to the side of the pool. I saved myself.
唯一的所能救的就像狗爬式一样，我就爬到这个岸边。
People can't save themselves.
人不能够自救。
I must tell you one other detail about that life-saving class.
我也许做这个救生的课程，我还要告诉你另外一个细节。
He taught us how to rescue a drowning swimmer.
他教我们怎么样去救一个快要溺水的人。
Now, if you can, you want to give them a stick or a buoy or throw them a rope.
你可以给他们一些浮在水面的东西，浮标让他们可以拿着。
What if you don't have any of those things?
但如果你没有这些东西怎么办
？What if you have to go after them?
如果你必须要自己去抓他怎么办？
They will try to kill you.
他们会把你抓下去。
They're drowning.
他们要溺水。
They will climb on your head.
他们会爬到你头上。
You both will die.
你们两人同时死亡。
You'll be embarrassed when you get to heaven.
去天堂的时候你会觉得很难堪。
So he taught us that when we had to go after a drowning swimmer,
他就告诉我们，当我们要去这个碰到这个溺水的人的时候，要怎么做。
When you're about 8 or 10 feet away from them, you dive down.
离他们还有8到10尺那么远的时候，你就从那里下去。
And grab them by the hips and turn them backwards.
把他们抓住，把他转过来。
And you put a headlock on them.
你把他这个掐住，扣住。
Should we show you what we're talking about here? No.
我可以做一个示范吗？
And you take them to shore.
然后你把他们带到岸边。
If they begin to fight with you,
如果他开始来抓你的话，
you take them to one place they do not want to go. You take them to one place they do not. To the bottom of the
pool. 你就把他们这个带到他不想去的那个地方，就是这个水就是这个水底下，就是池子底下。
They will give up.
他们会放弃的。放弃抓你的。
This instructor said, your final exam is next week.
他说你的下一个礼拜你们就要考试了。
There's only one question.
只有一个问题要问你们。
Each of you in turn will have to rescue me, your instructor.
我作为你们的教员，你们每一个人呢，要过来救我。
I don't like any of you.
我不喜欢你们任何一个。
I don't like teaching this class.
我不喜欢教这门课。
I will try to kill you.
我会尽量的踢你，要杀你。
But he taught us well.
但他教的蛮好的。
Each of us rescued him one after another.
每一个人我们轮流去救他。
And each of us took him to the bottom of the pool, whether he fought us or not.
每一个人不管他抓不抓我们，我们每一个人都把他弄到池子最底下。
It was a wonderful ending to a difficult course.
是一个很困难的课程，但是到最后呢，我们都有非常好的一个结局。
We can't rescue ourselves.
我们不能够拯救我们自己。
In fact, the Bible says that sin deceives us.
但是圣经里面却说。最迷惑我们。
We are self-deceived.
我们是自己欺哄自己的。
How does a person know they are self-deceived?
我们怎么会知道这个人是自欺欺人呢？
There's only one answer.
只有一个答案。
Somebody has to tell them.
另外一个人告诉他。
We can't tell ourselves that we're self-deceived.
我们自己不会知道自己在自欺欺人。
That's our job as believers in Jesus.
我们在主耶稣基督里面的信徒。
We're to help people recognize they are self-deceived about their need to be rescued.
我们其中一个任务就是告诉别人是自欺欺人的，而且他们需要别人的拯救。
And just like my experience in that life-saving class,
就好像我在这个救命的课程，这个救生员的课程当中的经历一样。
We need somebody to come and get us and rescue us.
我们需要另外一个人来拯救我们。
Do you feel rescued this morning?
你今天早上你觉得被拯救了吗？
As someone has said, if you're not joyful about your salvation,
有人会说，如果你对自己的救恩不是很喜乐的话，
check your pulse.
测一下你的脉搏。
You might be dead.
你可能已经死了。
We've been rescued.
我们已经被拯救了。
What does it mean to be saved? We are at peace with God.
得救意味着什么？得救意味着我们与神有和平。
We have been paid for.
我们的罪债已被偿清。
We have been rescued.
我们已被拯救。
Some of you are wondering how many points does this man have?
有人在想，这个家伙今天究竟有几点要讲？
Only two more.
只有另外两点更多了。
Would you notice in verse 4 that we are wanted by God?
在第四节里面，大家有没有看到这里神想要我们？
Verse 4 says, Who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age according to the will of our God and Father.
第四节里面这么讲，他说，为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代，但他就是说是照着我们父神的旨意。
We are wanted by God.
神想要我们。
It is his will to save sinners.
这是他的旨意，他要拯救罪人。
Now I mentioned that my wife and I recently celebrated our 47th wedding anniversary.
我刚才也提到，妻子和我刚刚庆祝了我们47年的结婚纪念。
I was more handsome back then.
那个时候我比较帅。
My wife has always been beautiful.
我的妻子是永远都是那么美丽。
We had an amazing wedding.
我们婚礼呢是非常的美妙。
It was in the pagan country of New Jersey.
又是外邦人的城市，在这个新泽西里面。
It was an evening wedding.
是一个傍晚所举办的婚礼。
We wanted to have real candles at our wedding.
我们之所以这么做，是因为在婚礼当中，我们想要真正的蜡烛。
They insisted we had electric candles.
但他们有这个电的蜡烛。
The reception was down in the basement where they had three or four coffee makers working.
他们在那个地下室里面，有电的蜡烛，还有这些咖啡。
There was too much power being drained, and the lights went on and off and on and off.
有太多煮咖啡的了，所以那些电呢都有点不够用了，所以这个。那个蜡烛呢，就是有时候亮，有时候灭，有时候亮，有时候灭。
During the wedding ceremony,
在这个婚礼的场景当中
，I had a friend say to me after the ceremony, "I love the ceremony."
在婚礼之后，有朋友来告诉我说，我非常喜欢这个婚礼。
But the disco light service was amazing.
这个闪闪发光的这个蜡烛实在是太美了。
Our wedding was a very musical wedding.
Musical.
Musical.
婚礼当中也有很多的音乐。
I sang to my bride as she came down the aisle.
我把新娘带到这个走廊呢。
I wrote my own words to the tune of Edelweiss.
在那个时候我就唱歌，那个歌词是我自己写的。
You'll be glad I will not sing it for you this morning.
你今天我没有唱歌给你们听，你今天会很高兴。
I sang to her as she came down the aisle.
当她走在走廊的时候，我就唱歌给她听了。
She sang to me as she came on the platform.
当她走上台上的时候，她也唱歌了。
We sang together.
我们在一起唱歌。
We sang to the minister.
我们对大家一起唱歌。
He sang to the janitor.
他对这个清洁工也唱歌。
It was an amazing musical wedding.
那个婚礼是充满着音乐和歌声的婚礼。
I would have done anything for that young lady from New Jersey.
从新泽西来的这个姑娘，我愿意为她做所有一切的。
I even memorized our vows.
我甚至把我们当时的婚约的誓言全部给背诵下来。
I don't remember them.
我现在不记得了。
The reason I bring up that issue of our marriage,
我之所以要说起这个婚姻的事情
is that there's a wonderful verse in Zephaniah chapter 3.
是因为在西番雅书里面有一个非常美妙的经节。
The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing.
耶和华你的神是施行拯救大有能力的主他在你们中间必因你欢欣喜乐默然爱你因你喜乐而欢呼这里英文是唱歌
God sings over you
神对你唱歌
He wants you
他想要你
It was his will to save you
这是他的旨意他要拯救你
I'm sure all of us would agree with the statement that God loves me.
我想大家都会同意我现在这个陈述，就是神爱我。
Do you think he likes you?
你认为神爱你吗？
I'm not sure many Christians think that God likes them.
我不是很确定啊，很多基督徒可以这样很坦然地讲说神爱我。
He loves them.
神爱他们。
He tolerates them. He puts up with them.
神容忍他们。
Zephaniah 3, I believe, says he's crazy about you.
西番雅书第三章这一节的经文，我认为他讲的就是神想要你。
He sings over you.
他在你，他默然爱你，为你喜乐、欢呼、唱歌。
We are wanted by God.
神想要我们。
And though we do things that hurt him and grieve God,
当然有时候我们做一些伤害神的事情，让圣灵担忧的事情。
He stands ready to forgive and remind us of his love.
他原谅我们，提醒我们他爱我们。
I do a blog every day.
我每一天都写这个博客的博文。
If you're interested in looking at my blog, it's very easy to find.
如果你想要看我所写的文章的话，是非常容易找到的。
You should write this down.
你可以把这个写下来。
It is my name, LarryDixon.wordpress.com.
你把这个写下来，是我的名字 Larry Dixon, 后面是 .wordpress.com.
This is the blog I did for our 47th wedding anniversary.
这个是当时我写的在47年结婚纪念的时候所写的。
I was more handsome back then.
在那个时候我更帅一点。
My wife has always been beautiful.
我的妻子永远都是很美丽。
God is crazy about us.
神为我们很疯狂。
He gave his son for us.
他把他的儿子给我们。
We are wanted by God.
他想要我们。
So, what does it mean to be saved?
所以得救意味着什么?
It means we are at peace with God.
意味着神与我们有和平，我们从他那里有平安。
It means we've been paid for.
意味着我们的罪债被偿清。
It means we've been rescued.
意味着我们已被拯救。
It means we are wanted by God.
意味着神想要我们。
Would you notice this morning, lastly, we have an eternal purpose.
请大家注意还有最后一点今天早上是说我们有一个永恒的目标
Verse 5 says To whom be glory forever and ever Amen
第五节是这么说的但愿荣耀归于神直到永永远远 Amen
We will worship God forever
我们会永永远远敬拜神
Christians are wrong when they think we'll get harp lessons
当这个基督徒们碰到一些困难情况的时候他们常常有一些错误的
They are wrong when they think we'll have wings like angels
当他们认为我们我们像天使一样有翅膀的时候，当他们这么想的时候是错误的。
But we're right that we will worship God forever.
但是当我们说我们永永远远敬拜神的时候，我们是正确的。
There was a writer years ago by the name of Isaac Asimov.
Isaac
Asimov was a writer.
是一个作者，他写书。
He said that he feared heaven more than hell.
他说他比地狱相比呢，他更加害怕天堂。
He thought heaven would be boring.
他觉得天堂里面会很无聊、枯燥。
That all we will do is worship God forever.
因为我们在那里所做的事情就是永永远远敬拜神。
What a sad perspective.
这个角度观察的角度实在是非常让人难过的一个角度。
What a pathetic view, poor view of God.
对神的这个观察角度是多么悲观呢？是多么难堪的一个角度。
There is no more exciting individual in the universe than God.
在这个宇宙之间，没有谁比神更加的值得我们敬拜了。
And yet we talk to people who are not yet born again.
但是当我们看到当我们跟一些还没有重生得救的人讲话的时候，
they can't imagine spending forever worshiping God.
他们没办法想象我们永永远远去敬拜神的场景。
Their idea of heaven is boring.
他们对天堂的想法就是觉得那里很枯燥。
But if we understand God to be the greatest being in the universe,
但是当我们想到神是这个整个宇宙间唯一的最大的神的时候，
To worship him is the highest goal of every single one of us.
去敬拜他是我们人生当中所能拥有的最大的荣耀。
There's a writer by the name of J.I. Packer.
J.I. 巴克是另外一个作者。
His classic book is called Knowing God.
他写过一些书，其中有一本书叫做《认识神》。
There's a special place in heaven for anybody who's read Knowing God.
它是一个很
special place in heaven for anyone who's read Knowing God.
他说任何一个认识神的人呢，对他们来讲都有一个很特殊的地方。
I recommend the writings of J.I. Packer.
我推荐大家。
Here is a fairly long quote from J.I. Packer.
这个是很长的一段引用，是从巴克的书里面来的。
Let me read it in English, and then I'll allow him to do it in Chinese. If it is right for man, right for us, then it would be wrong for God too. The reason why it cannot be right for man to live for himself as if he were God.Is simply the fact that he is not God. And the reason why it cannot be wrong for God to seek his own glory is simply the fact that he is God. Those who would not have God seek his glory in all things are really asking that he should cease to be God. And there is no greater blasphemy than to will God out of existence.
巴克在其著作《神的计划》中写道既然人应以神的荣耀为目标，神岂不可以有同一目标吗？既然人除了神的荣耀以外，不可能有更高目标，神又怎能有彼此更高的目标呢？既然人不应追求次等的目标，神也不应如此了。人之所以不应为自己而活，好像自己就是神一样，是因为人根本不是神。但是神寻求他自己的荣耀并无不妥，理由很简单，因为他是神。谁坚持神不应追求个人荣耀，实际上就是不以神为神。再没有什么比这样凭意志否定神更加亵渎神了。
There is no greater joy than to worship God forever.
我们再没有比永永远远敬拜神更喜乐的事情了。
And how good to worship God with redeemed, saved hearts.
我们而且是与这个已经被拯救的其他的灵魂和心灵一起来敬拜神，没有比这个更喜乐的事情。
So what have we seen this morning? We've asked the question, what does it mean to be saved?
所以今天早上我们讲到什么？我们问了一个问题，得救意味着什么？
It means we are at peace with God.
它意味着我们与神和好。
It means we have been paid for.
意味着我们已被买赎。
It means that we have been rescued.
意味着我们已被拯救。
It means that we are wanted by God.
意味着神想要我们。
And it means we have an eternal purpose.
意味着我们有永恒的目标。
And that's only part of what it means to be saved.
这只是得救的所有意义当中的一部分而已。
Let's pray together, shall we?
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you for salvation full and free.
天父，我们谢谢你，你所给我们的拯救，给我们的救赎是全备的，而且是免费的。
Some of us may need to pray this morning, Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation.
有些人今天我们可能要想着为我们将要具备的喜乐而祷告，我们拥有神这样的救赎啊，恢复我们的喜乐。
Thank you for the Lord Jesus.
我们为主耶稣基督而感谢。
And thank you for his saving work in our lives.
谢谢神，他在我们的生命当中施行拯救的工作。
Now, Lord, help us to live this week as redeemed and saved individuals.
今天在这个礼拜，神你就帮助我们活出一个生命，这个生命是被你所拯救的，是被你所被你所拯救，被你所买赎的喜乐的生命。
We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。